With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. A bid to quash Windsor's residential licensing bylaw pilot project in court has failed.
We can now resume the residential rental license pilot project and ensure that landlords subscribe to the registry and the city proactively inspect the units in wards 1 and 2.
Councillor Fabio Costante says the pilot project is meant to improve safety in the city's rental stock.
These rental units are now subject to yearly inspections, irrespective of whether or not somebody calls 311 and complains. It fills a gap that I think has been missing for a while.
So far, 750 applications have been submitted by landlords in those wards. The Prime Minister has introduced measures to protect renters and help them get their first home. Under the changes, your rental history could count towards getting a mortgage. Global News says it would also crack down on so-called renovictions. Essex County Warden Hilda McDonald is optimistic about the future of the county and says it has a role to play supporting municipalities in the housing crisis.
We'll have to find a different way, right? It's going to be up. There's going to be a lot more intensification going up rather than out. So it is a re-examination of what we've done in the past. And that's all of us. That's municipal and county.
She spoke at a luncheon yesterday. 45,000 English Catholic teachers in Ontario have ratified an agreement with the province. The Ontario English Catholic Teachers Association was the last of the big four teachers' unions to do so. There's still some issues to work out, like compensation, but those are with an arbitrator now. The overwhelming majority of study permit applications are going to the province's public colleges and universities. 96% of the more than 235,000. No school will be allowed to go over their numbers. The Toronto Star says changes come after the federal government clamped down with a two-year cap on permits for international students. The first day of hearings into foreign interference in the last two federal elections opened with the leaders of diaspora groups detailing how they've been bullied by hostile foreign states and their proxies. A panel of Chinese, Sikh, Russian, and Uyghur Canadian activists testified. The Globe and Mail says the allegations included threats of verbal and physical abuse and an alleged murder. The public inquiry's first report is expected in May. One person arrested after Chatham-Kent police uncovered more than $250,000 worth of cocaine, methamphetamine, and fentanyl. They carried out two search warrants on Tuesday. A 22-year-old Chatham man faces gun and drug-related charges, and police are still looking for a 19-year-old woman. And Canada's population has grown to more than 40.7 million. CTV News says it grew by 1.3 million last year, the fastest rate in 66 years. The season is over for the Vipers. They lost to London last night, 7-0. In the NBA, the Pistons lost to the Timberwolves, 106-91, while the Raptors fell to the Knicks, 145-101. Sunshine, windy today with a high of 9 degrees on the way. We'll have clear skies tonight, still windy, down to -3 overnight, and sunny, 11 tomorrow. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.